Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 7th of August. There are warnings of gales in Fisher. The general synopsis at 1800, high Sole 1027, expected Thames 1023 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cira, northwesterly backing southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. South at Cira, northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4 becoming southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Cromartie and Forth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in northeast Fisher, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4. Showers, good. Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. East Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in north. Showers, good. West Trafalgar, variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in north. Showers, good. East Fitzroy, cyclonic, mainly easterly or northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly later 3 to 5. Showers, good. West Fitzroy, West Sole, cyclonic, mainly southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, variable becoming easterly or southeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in East Sole. Fair, good. Irish Sea, west or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Shannon, variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic, often southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in northern southeast Iceland. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 4, rain 7 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 3, 27 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 3, 1017, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south 3, 19 miles, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1020, now falling. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 30 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 2, 11 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 1, 1023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 2, 11 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 4, 11 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north 3, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest 2, 15 miles, 1026, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 2, 1026. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest 1, 12 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west-northwest 1, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 4, 27 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 4, recent rain, 11 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valencia, south by west 2, 27 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 3, 16 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, slight showers, 11 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east 2, 22 miles, 1022, now falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will build across southern areas with mainly winds and fair weather for most southern waters. Further south and west, further north and west, the winds will be fresher at times and showers or rain will affect the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6. Showers, then rain in north, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable becoming west or southwest for a time 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Northumberland to Salsey Bill, northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Salsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time, mainly in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers for a time, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest, occasionally variable 2 to 4, showers until later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Isle of Man, west or southwest 3 or 4, backing and increasing south or southwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, showers, then rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain and showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate or poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time approaching 1 o'clock, that's it from BBC Radio 4 for tonight. After the national anthem and the Greenwich time signal, we'll hand you over to the BBC World Service. If you're staying up, don't forget Radio 4 Extra continues through the night on DAB, BBC Sounds and your smart speaker. About to get underway over there, the next part of The Waiting Game, Margaret Potter's serial set in the early 19th century on the Lancashire coast. Radio 4 returns at 5 in the morning when Alan Smith will be here to open up the shop. Tomorrow evening at 11:30 you'll be able to hear Emily Knight's programme about the water inside our bodies, the ocean within us. Until tomorrow, this is Richard Evans heading off home, and on behalf of all of us at Radio 4 and everyone here at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. The White House denies the US has a shortage of some weapons because of the Iran war, but some say it will impact other conflicts, including Ukraine.
The fact that there are leaks from the Pentagon would show that we cannot afford to give to anybody else because these take tons, can take a year, 2 year to replenish.
We'll get reaction from Washington. Also, Donald Trump makes another bid to restrict automatic citizenship for babies born in the US.
So we're cracking down very big crackdowns, and this will give us the right to do it in a much more forceful manner.
A former politician is charged in connection with the disappearance and murder of dozens of Mexican students. More than a decade on, will their families finally get justice? And the FIFA row rumbles on. Will Gianni Infantino survive?
BBC News with Moira Alderson. US researchers say they've used artificial intelligence to design completely new viruses, the first time whole genomes have been successfully designed by AI. AI had already been used to develop new antibiotics and vaccines, but not to construct the entire genetic code of a virus. James Gallagher reports.
The AI was trained using DNA from a range of organisms. It was then tasked with designing new viruses known as phage that infect bacteria rather than people. Out of 300 AI designs tested in the lab, 16 were able to infect and replicate inside E. coli bacteria. This study is a clear demonstration of the power of AI to design biology which does not exist in nature. It could revolutionise medicine, leading to new drugs and treatments, but experts have also warned the technology could be used to create new infections and had the potential to cause serious harm.